This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Lance O'Brien is in the house. It's the Inside Connection, MediConnect, that open enrollment. This is the final month because today is March 1st. We have to the end of the month and it's going. So what we're going to do in the next couple of segments, this is an added bonus today. If you're dealing with some of the things we've been talking about that were carried over from the annual enrollment, meaning Inflation Reduction Act, the donut hole, those prescription prices going up, you're not sure how it happened, what you need to know, how can you get back on the right track, whatever you're dealing with, and you know now is the time you can jump in, Advantage Plans and more, we want you to call us with any question at 866-391-1020. All of our lines are open. We're going to dedicate a lot of the final three segments of the show today to you, the listeners. So 866-391-1020. Webinar is doing really well. Those great seminars that are free as well, incredibly well. They're doing so many things, so many moving parts. You can stay in touch with what they do by going to MediConnectInsurance.com. And we are going to run the seminars in just a little bit. And again, they are free seminars, but you have to call, which we have live advisors standing by until noon every single Saturday. As soon as we get on the air until noon, you can reach them at 888-818-6334. You can also go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab and register there. You, like many, have been down with a flu bug, but I'm glad you're doing better now.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I apologize in advance if I cough today. I've been dealing with the flu for the last 2 weeks, actually, and I would say yesterday is the first day I started feeling normal again. So it's been an interesting few weeks.
Well, you're back and you're doing okay, and it's time to get down to the business of the Inside Connection, MediConnect. This is probably the first open enrollment that has been as almost it's the annual enrollment.
Yeah, we've been incredibly busy. I mean, you know, almost 1,000 people we've assisted in the first 2 months of this year. Just questions, running into drug problems when they go to the pharmacy. You know, they didn't really review their coverage, you know, and I think that it's really important. We're going to talk about this a little bit more as we get into the segments, but, you know, this year is going to be a little bit different because previously we've had five-star plans where people could make changes. There's very few five-star plans left in Western PA. So that opportunity for people to actually review their coverage, those SEPs or special enrollment periods, as they call them, Rob, those are shrinking this year. There's been some changes with the Medicare Advantage plan growth that I want to talk about. Obviously, want to take calls and answer questions. I do want to start really quickly before we get into this day in history. We had someone respond to one of our ads on Facebook last night and just said that they reached out to, you know, Social Security. They had questions and they left that phone call more frustrated than when they started because they basically said, I called them to get help and they said I needed to know it all, right? And they even asked for a supervisor, and like when they were responding and communicating with us on Facebook, that was just frustrating to me because I'm just going to say it this way as we start the show. I know this stuff. Like, any question that gets asked today, I'm going to feel really comfortable answering it. But the reality is there's still stuff I don't know. I don't have this all memorized. And to think that people are going to completely understand all of this that don't live in it 24/7 like I do is just crazy. And for us, what I just told the individual is, listen, what you really need is you don't need to go on a long research project. You need a resource. And I think there's a big difference there, right? Like what people really need is, hey, I encourage them to research. I encourage them to, you know, look at some things and try to learn. But what they need is a trusted resource that can help them as Medicare changes and as their life changes. And that's what we want to be for people.
And that's what MediConnect does every single day. But I just want everybody to understand, they have found a home run when it comes to these webinars, and explain how they work and why do you think so many people are buying in?
Well, yeah, again, I think, you know, just more and more technology as it grows, people get comfortable at work doing Zooms online and all of that. We're running webinars every week now, Rob, on Wednesdays, one at 11 o'clock and one at 6 o'clock. And we've been averaging over 100 people a week the last month to our webinars, and we anticipate that growing. It's been a great outlet for people. And say they can't attend one of those times, they get the recording of that day's webinar sent to them to watch at their leisure. Then they're able to schedule their appointment. So we're just looking all the time for more ways to get the information out. As more and more people turn 65, as there's more questions out there, we want to be able to serve the population.
All right, so before we go any further, favorite Gene Hackman movies?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a really tough one. I'm not going to be able to give you one. I'll give you my three favorites, okay? I would say number one would be Unforgiven. Just great character there. Clint Eastwood, amazing. Number two would be Hoosiers. I'm a huge sports nut, and I just love the story, the way that was filmed. Actually, I went to college in Missouri, and some of the people that were extras in that film were people that I went to college with, which was kind of cool. And then I would say the last one would be, and this is going to kind of be out there a little bit, Crimson Tide.
Oh,
with Denzel Washington. Love that movie.
My favorite, Scarecrow with Al Pacino, which was, this is really ironic, and I was telling the audience earlier today and also on a social media blog. So 1971, French Connection comes out, catapults him to stardom. And the only reason he got the part, Steve McQueen wanted way too much money. Robert Redford wanted way too much money. They said, okay, let's just give this guy a shot, and the rest is history. But also, he teamed up with Al Pacino, who also came out with a movie at that same time period, which was The Godfather.
Yeah.
So those two, this was their first movie, basically, after those two starring or roles, co-starring roles, however you want to look at it. And it's one of the most endearing movies I've ever seen. And to this day, it's about two hobos who were basically going across the country with his dream to build this car wash, which never comes to be. But it's just like a buddy film. It's a partnership. And it's just really, really an awesome movie. And I've just been in love with Gene Hackman forever, because whatever he does, and mainly he was never the leading man, even in The Poseidon Venture, still one of my favorite movies of all time. There was just something about this guy.
Yeah, I mean, you've got me intrigued. Now that might hit my weekend watching list. You know, I think the one thing, obviously very sad news, and it's really kind of crazy what's going on there. But the thing that surprised me, he hadn't acted in a movie since 2004. I would have never guessed that, because I see him, I feel like, all the time.
Well, here's what's amazing too, Lance, is I recently saw a picture of him coming out of a convenience store with his wife. And obviously, I noticed that he looked different, because I'm thinking of him being on Larry King and all this stuff when he was promoting that movie with Ray Romano, Mooseport, right?
Yep.
That was the last movie he made. And when Larry said to him, what's up next? He goes, I think this is it. He said, what do you mean? He goes, you don't have any scripts? He goes, nope. He goes, I think I'm done. And he did some novels and this and that.
He wrote. Yeah.
But the guy, that picture was the first they were seen in almost 27 years in public.
Yeah, and he changed a lot.
But I mean, but here's the other thing. Just because you think your Medicare age of 65, you're not going to live long. The guy was 95 years old. I mean, he lived an incredible life. The whole surrounding situation is very sad, and hopefully it'll come out and it won't be as kind of, I don't know, eerie as it seems to be. But he lived a full life, an incredible life.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if someone said to me today, you're going to get 95, I'd say, man, that's awesome. Sign me up. As long as I'm healthy and feeling good.
Well, listen, that's why what they do every day, and I can attest to this, because they have done so much for me, helped me every step of the way, even with some Social Security questions that Sean Horn was just so incredibly honorable to take the time out of his busy day to help me. This is your single source for everything that is MediConnect when it comes to Medicare and all the other little nuances and questions that you may have to get answered. I want to remind you, though, there's never a charge for the services. So you set up an appointment, you don't pay anything. The health carriers pay them. Not a single cent comes out of your pocket. So at least go meet them, sit down with them, and talk to them. You'll be pleasantly surprised. They will definitely help you. 888-818-6334. And on the other side of the break, we're going to give you a chance to ask any question you want to ask. But remember, do not mention your health carrier. The number is very simple. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Let's do a little bit of day in history, then we'll go to a break. Go ahead.
Sounds good. So March 1st, we're going all the way back 500 years. 1516, the printing is completed of the first New Testament in Greek. So the New Testament of the Bible. Thought that was interesting for me. In 1872, Yellowstone becomes the world's first national park.
And not the one with Kevin Costner.
Not the one with Kevin Costner. No, he's a great actor, though, too. 1890, the first U.S. edition of Sherlock Holmes' first story, A Study in Scarlet by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, is published. Also, U.S. Steel. This one hits home, close to home, in 1937, raised workers' wages to $5 a day.
You know how much money that was back then?
That was a lot of money back then.
That was great money, and it was right in the middle of the Depression, too, so good for U.S. Steel. All right, go ahead, 1949.
Absolutely, just a few more. 1949, former world heavyweight boxing champion Joe Louis retires on March 1st with a 66-3 record, including 52 knockouts, defended the title a record 25 times.
Only sad story here, he came out of retirement, was beaten by Ezra Charles, and eventually was basically humiliated by a young Rocky Marciano. Truly one of the greatest heavyweights of all time, Joe Louis, the Brown Bomber from Detroit, Michigan.
Absolutely great fighter. And then 1961, U.S. President JFK establishes the Peace Corps. And then last but not least, and this is going to lead us into our trivia question for today. And on this day in 1996, a new toll-free exchange, 888 area code, was introduced in the USA.
All right, here's a trivia question. Go.
What is MediConnect's main phone line?
Unbelievable. Let's see if somebody gets it.
How about that day in history, huh?
Let's see if
I'll give you all a hint. The first three are 888.
If you know MediConnect's number, call us at 412-922-1020. You're going to win yourself a $15 Get-Go gas card. By the way, Kevin Costner said his favorite actor that he's worked with and he thinks the greatest actor of all time was Gene Hackman.
Wow.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Lance O'Brien, your Pratt Pack, KDK.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Any question you have about the open enrollment period, basically about your Medicare, anything, coverage, you need help, call us. But just don't mention your carrier's name. The number is 866-391-1020. And that trivia question, real simple. What is MediConnect's main number that begins with 3-8s? If you think you know it, you could win yourself a $15 Get-Go gas card. And by dialing 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. All right, here we go. Segment two of the Inside Connection, MediConnect, with Lance O'Brien. Lance?
Yeah, a little cheeky with the question today, but in honor of March 1st, 1996. The starting of the exchange of 888. So, definitely want to get to the seminars. We're going to talk about them a little bit more in the third segment as well. But if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, so you're going to be turning 65, maybe you've worked past 65, you're starting to investigate, you want to come to one of these seminars. March 4th, this week at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at the Quality Inn on 300 Tarentum Bridge in New Kensington. I'm actually going to be there this Tuesday doing that seminar myself. On the 13th of March, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express Suites on Finley Road in Bell Vernon. On the 18th, UPMC Harbor Gardens on Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. And then on the 26th, we're going to be at McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority on Grubbs Road in Wexford. And then also the webinars, Rob, they can go to the website MediConnectInsurance.com. They can go to the live seminar. They'll be able to actually register for the seminars, or they'll be able to register for the webinar there, or they can call 888-818-6334.
You know what I have a lot of people ask me during the week, and I'm glad that you, for some reason, it just came to my mind that I need to ask you this question. How can people actually have you come to some facility they have, whether it be a social hall, social club, some sort of health carriers, conference room, fire hall, library? How does that happen?
As you know, we've been advertising for the last year or two with, the two big giants here. And it was conversations. They just said, hey, we know you do seminars. You do them well. We'd love for you to come to our facilities, So that spawned off to some of the emergency response areas. Sean and the work that he's doing now for us is doing a lot of. So if somebody's listening and they have a company and they have, a larger company with a fair amount of people retiring and they're looking for a good education on Medicare, they can just reach out to us. Basically, it's just start the conversation. We'll go anywhere. We want people to understand how this works.
Yeah, and with those neighborhood hospitals with the AHN, that really helps as well, too. All right, the winner is David in Indiana. So here is the question and the winning number.
Yeah, so again, March 1st, 1996, the exchange of 888 area code was introduced in the USA, and that happens to be the first three numbers of MediConnect's main line, which is 888-818-6334. So appreciate Dave in Indiana listening. Excited to get that gas card out to you. And I've been out to Indiana a few times to help people. So thanks for listening, Dave.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so as we jump into this next segment, I really do want to talk about we're entering the last week or the last month of the OEP. And again, there's a lot of confusion out there. A lot of people call the open enrollment the annual enrollment and the annual enrollment the open enrollment. The annual enrollment period is October 15th to December 7th every year. That's the time of year with anybody that has Medicare is able to make a change, right? So whether they have a standalone prescription drug plan, they have a Medicare Advantage plan, they have their supplement, they want to review their options. The open enrollment period is from January 1st to March 31st. So that's the first 3 months of the year. And I can tell you, Rob, by far, this has been the busiest open enrollment period that we have had. Tons of calls. We've met with a lot of people. We had someone who was listening to the show 3 weeks ago or so, heard us talking about plans for people that served and had TRICARE. They were in the office this week. We were able to get them plans that they didn't previously have. We put $140 a month back in their pocket, and we improved their coverage and didn't interfere with their veterans coverage either. So, like, how good is that? $1,500, $2,000 a year back in their pocket into their Social Security. So there's a lot of things, but you have to have a Medicare Advantage plan primarily to take advantage of this enrollment period. So the big thing that I want to mention here, Rob, is historically the last two or three years in Western PA, we've had a lot of special enrollment periods, mostly because of the five-star plans, which is the highest star rating that can be reached. And there's still a couple five-star plans left this year with Highmark. They have a couple of plans left for this coming year, but they're going to be the only carrier, which means if people want to actually review their coverage or if they're having issues with their network right now or they're think they're paying too much for their prescriptions, now is the time, this month of March, to actually review their coverage, because after that, for most people, they're going to be locked in to their coverage for the rest of the year. Now, there's a few things if they move from one county to another, if they still qualify for PACE through the state, but the big thing I want people that are listening this morning to know is their options to move are going to be more limited starting April 1st this year than it have been previous years.
All right, again, 888-818-6334. If you want to set up an appointment, you can do that right now.
Yeah, and then I think it's been really interesting, and there's so much that we could talk about. Obviously, back in the fall, a horrific thing happened in New York City, where the CEO of UnitedHealthcare, was shot, and there was a lot of conversation around that, Rob, as it relates to prior authorizations with Medicare Advantage plans. There's been some hospital systems and health systems that have no longer been accepting some of the Advantage plans, and, people come and they ask me all the time, which one is right? And I always say the same thing, Rob. One's not right, one's not wrong. They're just different, right? They really are different. And for some people, the supplement is the way to go. For some people, the Advantage plan is the way to go. But we've seen this was the lowest growth 2025 of Medicare Advantage enrollment in the last 5 years. So in 2022, it grew by 1.3 million people. 2023, 1.1. 2024, 1 million. This year, the growth was under 500,000. Here's the interesting thing that I found, Rob. What do you think the state was that grew the most by Medicare Advantage plan members in 2025?
I don't know.
It's the state you're sitting in right now.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania was still the fastest growing state in the country for Medicare Advantage plans. And I do think it's attributed to the great health systems that we have here in the city, the number of people population-wise that are aging into Medicare, and they just have great options. I was recently talking to someone in Illinois, and they were asking for education, so I was helping them as a favor to my boss, right? And, you know, I don't think we realize how spoiled we are here with the quality, not only of the healthcare, but the insurance options that are out there, which for me is just exciting because it means there's so many people that we can really help.
All right. So what we're going to do on the other side of this break, this is where we're going to open it up for the phone calls. This is when we normally do it in that roundtable discussion third segment. So you have any questions about your Medicare, prescription drug prices, hospital stays, co-pays, you name it, we can handle it. But you got to call right now. All of our lines are open. We're going to try to get to as many calls as we can in the third segment and then spill some of those calls if we don't get to them all over in the fourth segment. Our number right now to call 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. But I'm going to have Lance run the seminars before we go to break, tell you about the webinar too as well, how you can get all of that and above. Remember, MediConnectInsurance.com. These seminars are free, but you have to register. You can call our advisor standing by until noon today or throughout the week, 888-818-6334. And you can also go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab.
Yeah, so March 4th, we're going to be at the Quality Inn on 300 Tarentum Bridge in New Kensington. On the 13th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express, Findlay Road in Bell Vernon, close to my old stomping grounds there. March 18th at 2 p.m., different time, 2 p.m. on the 18th, UPMC Harbor Gardens, Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. And then on the 26th, McCandlin Franklin Park Ambulance Authority on Grubbs Road in Wexford. And then the next webinar that you could sign up for is this Wednesday, March 5th, 11 a.m., 6 p.m., It's great information. The webinar is about 45 minutes. You're going to get everything you need to start the foundation of moving forward.
All right. Again, don't forget, you can register by going to MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab or to call them at 888-818-6334. MediConnect. Inside Connection, open enrollment, your questions about anything in the way of Medicare. Right now, all of our lines are open, 866-391-1020.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Lance has got much more to get to, but you know, because this whole Inflation Reduction Act, that whole situation, a lot of people have prescription drug questions. If you are in that category and you got a question about prescription drugs in this open enrollment period and Advantage plans and other things, but this prescription drug story really has carried over from the annual enrollment in the fall. So give us a call. We've got four lines available, wide open. We'll get you on the air and get all your questions answered. But if you're dealing with some things concerning prescription drug prices, call us. Just don't mention your carrier who represents you, but do give us a call. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And remember, for everything that is MediConnect, go to MediConnectInsurance.com. So where do we begin?
Yeah, so another thing that we're keeping our eye on is there have been rumors that the state of Pennsylvania has a program called PACE and PACENET that helps people with their prescription costs, which has been very necessary with what's been happening with the Inflation Reduction Act. There's been rumors that they may be increasing the income limits for that. We don't have anything hard and fast, but as soon as we hear for sure if that's going to take place through this round of budgets that's going on right now, we've been told by certain connections that we have that sometime in March, there will be an answer, and that could help a lot of people. Last time, Rob, when they made increases to that, it was significant. It was $6,000 increase, which allowed a lot of people to get into the program that previously couldn't. So we're keeping our eyes and our ears on that. We'll bring it back. But one of the other things I wanted to talk about in this segment was the other thing that we're getting a lot of calls on beyond the prescription drugs so far the first 2 months of this year is the price of supplements. So one of the private insurance options that people have is they can go with like a plan G or a plan N or a plan F. And Rob, these supplement plans, they work with Original Medicare. One of the things that really separates them, and again, this is great coverage. Like whenever people are like, I have a supplement, I'm like, that's great. It is great coverage. One of the questions that we or one of the big differences between the supplements and the Advantage plans, though, is when somebody goes onto an Advantage plan, Rob, if the price is $35 for that Advantage plan at age 65, the person that's 90 also pays $35. The price does not change in the Advantage plan world based on your age. The price does change when you have a supplement. So when someone gets, let's say, a plan G, right? They may start out somewhere, if it's a male, Allegheny County, they may start out somewhere between $140 to $150. Well, what happens, Rob, is each year on the anniversary of when they enrolled, so if they enrolled in May of 2024, in May of 2025, they're going to get a rate increase. And it can be anywhere from 3 to 7%. Well, that happens every year where after somebody's been in a supplement, maybe for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, they could then be paying $200, $225. And this is what I really want to get to, because I said, we've gotten a lot of calls on this so far this year. What people don't realize is if they stay healthy on those supplements, they can actually change their supplement plan anytime during the year. There's not an open enrollment period, Rob, for your supplement. So if somebody was listening today and say they have a plan G or they have a plan F, which I think is a really one that people should open their ears to, and they're paying $250, $300 for that because as they've gotten older, it's gone up, they need to give us a call, because we're helping people. If they pass underwriting, we're saving people $100 a month for the exact same coverage. It's literally a plan G. A plan G is a plan G. If they have a plan F and they go to a plan G, then they've got to pay the deductible, which is $257. But Rob, if they save $100 a month on the premium, that's $1,200.
That's a lot of money.
And then they just have to pay the $257 deductible. So I just want to let you know, if you're out there with a supplement and you haven't checked or you haven't looked at the options of supplement coverage as yours has been going up, you really want to do that, because there are options in the supplement space to save money.
Here's the thing that people don't realize. Everybody's always looking, where can we find a little bit of extra money? What can we do to save a little bit of money? What do we have to cut? If you just every year, whether it's annual enrollment, we're now in this open enrollment, especially talking about supplements and prescription drug prices, it doesn't cost you anything. More times than not, when you go to MediConnect, you're only going to get as good, if not better, in the way of coverage, but you're going to save a few dollars. And as you said, $100 a month times 12, that's $1,200.
Yeah, and for me, I think the big thing I would say is anybody that's listening this morning that has a plan F, because that's really the one. So, Rob, Plan F, people loved that plan because it was, quote unquote, the most comprehensive. And what I mean by that is a supplement covers what Original Medicare doesn't. Original Medicare is Part A and B. Mm-hmm. So there's out-of-pocket costs for that. If you go to the hospital, there's 20%. So when somebody enrolled in a plan F, it literally covered every out-of-pocket expense that they had. As long as Medicare covered it, the supplement. So they pay their monthly premium, but then they don't have to pay any copays for anything. So again, great coverage for inpatient, outpatient services. Well, a few years ago, Medicare said you can no longer enroll in plan F if your birthday is after a certain point of time. So somebody that's turning 65 in 2024... they are in 2024 or 2025 and forward, they can't get a plan F, Rob. So think about it this way. If there's plan F out there, nobody new can enroll in a plan F. What's happening to the average age of the people in plan F? It's going up. right? If the average age of the people in Plan F are going up, that's more claims, because as we get older, we have more health needs. If the claims are going up, the costs are going up. Is the insurance company going to absorb all of those claims?
No.
So what happens is anybody who has a Plan F and has had that for 5, 10 years, their premium is rising higher than, say, a Plan G or some of the Plan N options that are out there. We're not just seeing people. So we're seeing people say, hey, I love the supplement. I can go to any doctor that accepts Medicare. I like my Plan F, but now I'm paying $300 a month, $350 a month, $400 a month. We see that all the time. They call us. They're healthy. We're able to help them pass underwriting. Now they're into a $200 a month premium or a $250. There is so much money to be saved out there if you take the time to look at the options without really affecting your coverage.
You know, it's amazing when you think about all the moving parts. If you have everything where it needs to be and it all comes together at one time, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. And again, a lot of people that are spending that money, their extra money has been eaten up with the other inflation things that have been happening over the last few years, right? So if there's a place that they can go to where they can actually limit their cost of what they're spending out of their own pocket while not affecting their coverage, that's a win-win all day long.
Is this open enrollment period necessary?
I absolutely think it's necessary, right? Again, and I'll give you my reason why. People are creatures of habit. And I respect that, right? Like, I am in some ways. I like to eat a lot of the same things. When I go out to eat, like, I like to go to Chipotle. I mean, like, there's things that I am a creature of habit on, right? People are like that with their health insurance. They go through the initial information. They're like, I feel comfortable here. They make that decision. Well, this year, especially of all years, was a year where, listen, it could really upset your apple cart. And if someone doesn't take the opportunity to review, and again, I get it. Like, I do feel the frustration of seniors because they're bombarded by phone calls. They see all the advertising that year, and they're just like, you know what? I don't want to deal with it, right? And I get it, right? The problem is with the big changes that we're seeing, not dealing with it could have massive impact. So, again, we've helped 1,000 people just in January and February that have needed to look at their coverage and make changes, right? So pretty significant.
Well, I can tell people there's no high-pressure sales at MediConnect. People are concerned about, oh, I don't want to go through that. That's not what MediConnect's all about.
No, I mean, on the flip side, you know, it's funny because we have a huddle every morning with our leadership team and our call center managers vetting out a new opportunity where we're receiving inbound calls a different way. And she said, I had 5 great phone calls today. You know what? Every single one of them was in the right spot for them. So we left them there. Our goal is not to switch people's plans. Our goal is always to educate, help make sure people do have the best plan. When we show them options where they can do that, it's still their decision, but we're never going to switch somebody's insurance just to switch their insurance.
Say somebody recently celebrated their 65th birthday, and they want to get done, they want to retire, they want to get Medicare signed up, sealed, and delivered. What do they do here in March? If they just turned 65 in the calendar year 2025.
Yeah, so the first big question is are they going to keep working, right? And if they are going to keep working, are they going to have insurance through their employer, you know? So that's the first question. Because if they're going to keep working and they have insurance through their employer, they don't have to worry about a penalty. But what they do need to do, and we talk about this all the time, is they need to come to a seminar, they need to come to a webinar, they need to schedule a one-on-one appointment, because they need to understand the sign-up rules and time frames, and they need to compare that coverage. Rob, I can tell you, as sure as I'm sitting here, and you know, Andy was a good example a few weeks when he came in. Just because you're going to work and keep your group coverage because that seems the path of least resistance, you could literally be wasting thousands of dollars over the course of a year by keeping your group plan, because Medicare might be more cost effective. And some people don't know this. You can keep working and go on Medicare. You don't have to keep your group coverage. And for a lot of people, it's not the best solution anyway. Now, for you, it was the best solution because the price that you were paying, your out-of-pocket expenses, all of those things which we review made sense. But I would say if someone's turning 65 right now, they don't want to bury their head in the sand and just say, well, I'm going to work. I don't need to worry about that, because they could be making a bad financial decision. And there are other caveats. If they have an HSA, health savings account, as their insurance, that could impact it. If they have less than 20 employees, that could impact it. There are other rules that matter.
All you need to do is to find out is make the call, set up the appointment. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. When we come back, we'd like to take some of your calls. Anything about Medicare, call us right now. We'd love to get those questions answered for you. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And we're going to tell you about the added bonus with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that has to do with MediConnect. You're going to love this. Stay with us. Lance O'Brien, your Pratt Pack, today on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Lance O'Brien, final segment. If you want to get in here with a question, call us at 866-391-1020 or just call them and set up your appointment, 888-818-6334. Tell them about the partnership with the Post-Gazette.
Yeah, so we just started this partnership with them about a month ago. So if you're still somebody who enjoys reading the paper, we want to encourage you every Sunday morning in the Post-Gazette, either online or the print version, you'll be able to see an article from us where we're introducing different topics, different people that we've assisted, answering questions. Great way to consistently stay in the know of those types of things, and then also opportunities to engage with us. So really, really exciting stuff. We love the media that's here. KDK has been such a blessing to us, the TV, the things that we do there, now with the Post-Gazette. It's just exciting.
Yeah, well, you're a great resource for us, too, because a lot of folks have questions concerning Medicare, and rightfully so. Look, there's so many resources, but there's only one MediConnect. MediConnect basically has all of these health carriers that work with them because of the respect that they have in the community. Been there, done that. They have some of the most professional people working for them you'll ever find. One of the greatest office spaces you'll ever visit. And more importantly, they're out improving and giving you more knowledge every day by doing webinars and by doing seminars. So their single goal is to keep you informed in this ever-changing world of Medicare, but also let you knowing about other things that concern you at that very valuable time in your life when you're getting ready to make crucial decisions that have to take you for the rest of your life. What else?
Yeah, Rob, so I think the real thing that I want to say as we wind down today is the challenge with people new to Medicare, understanding original Medicare Part A and B, honestly, to me, isn't that difficult, right? The private insurance options, what is a supplement and an advantage plan and how do they work? I do think that's a little bit more complicated. Do you know where the real complication comes in, Rob? Should I actually be doing this right now? And if I don't do it at the right time, what happens? And how do I compare and really know what the right... The intangibles of it is really where it gets difficult, and I think that's where we add so much value.
All right, let's take a call here. If anybody else wants to get in here, better late than never, give us a call. 866-391-1020. Here's Cindy. Cindy, you're on the air with Lance O'Brien, the Inside Connection, MediConnect. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, how much does MediConnect cost to go to them? And
yeah, no, that's a great that's a great question. So there's actually never a charge for our services. So like if someone comes to one of our seminars, webinars, if they have an individual appointment, the reviews that we provide annually, there's never a charge for our services. And the reason we're able to do that is Medicare has set it up where we work with all the carriers. So whatever plan you choose, they actually compensate us. So you never have to pay anything and you don't pay more to work with us. So say you came and worked with us. It's not like they charge you $5 more, right, to sign up. It's you get the expert advice for free, and then once you sign up for something, if we assist you, then they pay us.
Okay, and I'm 64 right now. October, I'll turn 65. And people at work keep telling me I have to set up an account, even though I'm not going to retire. Is that correct?
Is it 100% correct? No, you don't have to do that, right? Like, for some people, they don't want to sign up for Medicare at all at age 65, and that's usually if they have an HSA, which is a health savings account, because once you enroll in Medicare, you can't contribute to the HSA. And this is what I was really referencing a moment ago, Cindy, is there's a lot of nuances to this. So you don't have to. Now, again, if you don't have an HSA, I do recommend enrolling in Part A because it's free as long as you've worked long enough. And it actually makes the sign up process for B easier later if you're going to keep your work coverage. It's easier if you have A right out of the gate.
Yeah, with working with Pittsburgh Public School, I would keep my coverage. I want to work till 65 or 67.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you've got the hops from the Pittsburgh Public Schools, totally makes sense. And we're the only vendor that works with the with hops in the school system. So we're intricate of the knowledge there.
And Seth, for what it's worth, Cindy, thanks for doing what you're doing. I love the
Absolutely.
I love the Pittsburgh Public Schools.
Thank you. Right. Okay. So I don't have to set up an account
You're not mandated. If you're going to keep working and have coverage through your employer, it's not mandatory to sign up for Part A or B.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm keeping my insurance till I retire.
Yes.
But then you could advise me after when I'm about to retire.
Yeah, I would recommend reaching out to us 6 months in advance. So if you know you're going to retire like in June of 27 or whatever, January is kind of your wheelhouse to get the ball rolling and set your timelines up and all that stuff.
Okay. Because I know my mother-in-law, well, she's 93, but she only pays like $25 a month for her coverage, her, I guess, supplemental coverage.
Yeah, sounds like she has an advantage plan.
Yeah.
Hey Cindy,
yeah.
I'm 68. Do you ever say to yourself, where'd the last 20 years go?
All the time.
Listen,
every day, where did this week go?
Listen, I went from 48 to 68. I mean, getting from 28 to 48 was like forever, but I don't, other day I went, it was my birthday, like a month ago, I went, what happened to the 40s and 50s and 60s? It just goes by so quick. It really does.
Well, you're depressing me, Rob, because I'm 53.
But I'm just saying, you're still young, but all of a sudden, when you're in your 50s, you don't even think about this stuff. But then one day, like Cindy called, and I've started talking to you for the last couple of years, you start thinking about all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, Cindy, you can't go wrong with these folks. You should set up an appointment. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a great day, Cindy.
Yeah, I love sending people to you guys. Well, just for instance, here's the other thing, too, about saving money. I was going to take Social Security at 70. Then you start mapping it out how long you have to live. Now, I'm not saying when you're 59, but when you're 65, then you're 66 and you're 67, you think, I got to live to be 95 to 100 years of age. Why not, if I lose, okay, a couple of hundred a month, I can start putting that money away and saving towards my retirement. So there's all sorts of things you can do.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is for me, it's always, we want people to make the decision for themselves like you did, but we want to arm them with the information. And with you, it was like, it was going to take 14 years for you to even break even. You know, by waiting longer. So, I mean, I'd rather start getting the money and I can save it if I'm still working, things like that. So it's not the same for everybody, but we want people to have the right information to make great decisions for themselves.
And I also think people need to realize whoever is in office, we respect our government. Medicare and Social Security are going to be around. People just need to understand certain things have to take place, though. So in 30 years, they're still around. But this is two of the greatest things that we have in this country, and you help people every day, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually on the radio earlier this week with one of your counterparts.
I know
you
were.
You know, and he was asking the same question. Everything's so knee-jerk reaction now, and, you know, obviously, everybody has got strong opinions about what's happening in the world right now, but I think we have to let time go with every scenario and see how things play out. Social Security and Medicare, in my opinion, are secure regardless of what we hear. you know, does that mean there's not going to be changes? No, there's probably going to be some changes, but like, it's not the hysteria that people like to, I mean, honestly, Rob, it's funny because the biggest, one of the biggest comments we always get like on our digital ads on Facebook and stuff are all politically driven. And it's just like, listen, guys, I don't know what you want me to do. You know, I don't make the rules. I don't change the rules, but I can certainly help you understand the rules.
Listen, when you talk to people like you every day and people that are in elder care or with between Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, I can't tell you how many people were blowing up my phone over the last couple of weeks. Look, I'm not an expert, but these folks are, and they're here every single Saturday for you. We're going to run the seminars again, tell you about the webinar, and then we're going to let Lance go home and eat some chicken soup and hopefully feel a whole lot better when we see him next time. Go ahead.
Appreciate it, buddy. March 4th, this Tuesday, actually, we're going to be at the Quality Inn at Trenton Bridge in New Kensington, the 13th Holiday Inn Express Suites, 181 Finley Road in Bell Vernon. The 18th at 2 o'clock, we're going to be at UPMC Harbor Gardens, Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. And then on the 28th, we're going to be at McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority. We do have the webinars. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com. We have live advisors this morning. Maybe you didn't want to call on air, but you have questions, you're not sure if you know you're settled in the right spot for you for the rest of this year, you can give them a call at 888-818-6334. Another shout out to Dave for listening today. Cindy, thank you for the call. If you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you really do need to give us a call, sign up for one of those events. We're going to help simplify this process so much, give you the information you need to make great decisions.
Best thing you could do right now is set up that appointment, never a charge for the services. Live advisors till noon, 888-818-6334. Feel better and thank you for stopping today.
Thank you. And you know what? I thought I would get my O'Brien for March, my Irish O'Brien.
You'll be back. You'll be back. We got a couple of weeks before that. Stay with us. More to come next on KDK.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.